Hi, everybody, and welcome to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app. He's Nathan Zagura. I'm Andy Baskin. Let's break down game number one for the Browns against the Washington Redskins. Forget about the score. What did we actually see, especially out of the quarterbacks?
Well, it feels like we have to go back quite a few hours to remember this, but Josh McCown came out and led the first team down the field for a nice touchdown. He was 5 of 5 on that drive, also drew a big pass interference penalty to Travis Benjamin, and got into the end zone, and they picked up right where they left off in the orange and brown scrimmage. Hartline looking good, Benjamin looking good, McCown looking to be in complete command, and also showing his ability to buy time in the pocket, run around, which he did on that touchdown pass to Benjamin.
We also saw the wide receivers get into this game early on. Brian Hartline, Travis Benjamin, making an impact on that first drive.
Yeah, and listen, this is the thing that this team's not supposed to have, right? Wide receivers. And I think Ray Farmer is going to have a very tough time deciding who does make this team at wide receiver. We didn't see Dwayne Bowe tonight. We didn't see Terrell Pryor. But we did see nice plays, as you mentioned, from Hartline, from Benjamin. And Marlon Moore on special teams goes and forces a fumble, and that's why he's going to be on this team. So a lot of wide receivers in the mix here. And it was good to see this passing game continue to have success. And it continues. Even when Johnny Manziel took over, they had a short field now after the Marlon Moore fumble, but he got them in the end zone with a combination of passing and then, of course, his legs for the 12-yard score.
Nathan, let's talk about the running attack early on. Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell. On paper, the numbers aren't there, but you were noticing some things, and we noticed about the offensive line that maybe the gaps weren't there either.
No, they weren't there. Listen, the Crow's first carry went for 5 yards. He had some room. He pressed the hole, got in there, put his foot in the ground, drove forward, and got 5 yards. Well, he finished with 4 carries for 6 yards. Terrence West, 4 carries for 10 yards. The holes weren't there, and it wasn't just the starters. It was the second team. It was the third team onto the fourth team. This is a team that says they want to run the football, and that was my number one key. I'm not satisfied yet with what I've seen. Now, the good news is the first team offensive line didn't play together as Joe Thomas sat tonight. And I'll tell you what, we need to see what they can do against this Buffalo Bills front, because if they can run against Buffalo, you can rest assured they'll be able to run, but it's still a big issue.
All right, let's just break down the defense a little bit here too as well, because there are some things in the defensive backfield early on. Justin Gilbert struggled early on in this game, but there are a lot of positives from the defense tonight, too.
A lot of positives. They bend, but they didn't break. Now, Justin Gilbert got very lucky when he blew a coverage. He just ran the wrong defense, and Pierre Garçon should have had an easy touchdown that he dropped. That's unacceptable. What concerns me is what concerned me last year. The edge defense against the run is non-existent. Guys are getting caught inside when they go outside for big plays. They stay outside, and they leave big lanes to the inside. The problem for me with this defense right now is they're not setting the edge against the run at all, and they're not rushing the passer from the perimeter. I thought Danny Shelton actually looked pretty good, was collapsing the middle a few times, making some good plays. But unless they can set the edge, this run defense, which was a problem last year, is going to be a problem again this year.
All right, Nathan, thank you very much. That's one game down, 3 more to go. Buffalo is straight ahead. Thanks for watching on ClevelandBrowns.com and on the Browns mobile app.